Zipiango, a customer Zipiango.
Zika chitika, musapimperera kwarera kwarera kwarera.
The news on Common Radio was brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Bartra. Fit for life.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combo Rehoboth Radio News. Combo at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Combo Radio 94.9. It's Combo. Hakuna Bulala.
The headline on Combo Radio.
Mukushi residents express concern over lack of proper boarding facilities at Amulungwe Secondary School. Rehabilitation of the 5.5-kilometer Prism Road elects Katuba motorists. And in African news, Sudan to ban WhatsApp voice under video calls over security concerns. Good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, the 23rd of July, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Amulungwe area in Mukushi district have expressed concern over the lack of proper boarding facilities at Amulungwe Secondary School, citing its negative impact on the learning environment. Speaking on behalf of the community, Wilson Ingosa revealed that the classroom block at the school is being used as a dormitory due to the absence of proper accommodation for pupils. Mr. Ngosa noted that this situation is compromising both learning and the general welfare of the students, as the classrooms are not designed for overnight stays. He further called on the government and the relevant authorities to allocate funds towards the construction of dormitories and other essential infrastructure at the school.
Meaning they have to shift food stuff. Very inconveniencing and very disturbing. They fail to concentrate, and that arrangement ila lengo kweva chavana amasambiriro yale isa pa punch. So sabali musi DF committee ya kweva ati kulikalwa tuletika prioritize ama community project, and issue ya dormitory parapa Mulungwe Secondary School is first priority. So ngabatu wafwa muli uluvali mchine chine ni shivafwa Karwa community.
Katuba, a member of parliament, Amawashike Nkulukusa, has flagged off the rehabilitation of the 5.7-kilometer Prism Road in Chunga Ward. The project, valued at over 800,000 kwacha, aims to improve the road network connecting Great North Road from Prism Junction to the 7070 Ring Road. Speaking during the flag off, Mr. Nkulukusa emphasized that good road networks are crucial for development, and also highlighted plans to upgrade the Prism Road network to bituminous standards once funds are available. The MP also appealed to the Zambia National Service to work on the Kavile Kapopura Road, which is in a deplorable state, while working on the Prism 7070 roads. And bus and motorists in the area noted that the improved road network will reduce the cost they spend on repairing their vehicles.
I've worked in this road for about 8 years now. We have been having bumps, especially in rain season. Our bus always get damaged. And you know, these cars are too bad wear. You drive it today, tomorrow, there's no, the tires are being punctured and they're building this people. Having more challenges. So with this initiative, the MP and the leadership of today, what they have started doing, they are helping us in terms of business that we are doing as transporters.
The community in Mufira has come together to support Mr. Moses Mwenya, a shop owner who lost his business to a fire accident recently. Mr. Mwenya, who is visually impaired, had his shop destroyed, leaving him without a source of income. To this effect, the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Mufira District organized a concert to raise funds for Mr. Mwenya. The event was a huge success, raising over 30,000 kwacha and received 7 bags of maize to help him rebuild. Speaking at the event, Mr. Mwenya thanked the church for their kind and timely gesture. Now, Mimbula Minerals has dispelled as a force an allegation that a compensation payment concerning the acid spill incident, which occurred in January this year and affected several farmers along the Chabanyama stream, were ready for collection and urged the affected individuals to report to the district commissioner's office. The mining company states that no compensation has been paid and no funds have been released as discussions between Mimbula Minerals Limited and the relevant insurance service providers are ongoing and the compensation process remains under thorough review. Mimbula Minerals Limited Public Relations and Corporate Affairs Officer Ian Chomba said that the firm has observed with concern that some sections of society are deliberately misleading members of the public by circulating unverified claims and speculative information, urging members of the public to allow the legal, administrative and consultative processes to take their full course.
We categorically state that this information is false. Ladies and gentlemen, we also urge affected parties, particularly farmers impacted by the incident, to remain calm and patient. Once all the process has been concluded and funds are ready for disbursement, official communication will be made available through recognized structures.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zamele talandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg impua, 200. 50 kg ondwe, 180. 50 kg repu 120, 50 kg Chinese 80 kwacha, 50 kg lumanda 500, 50 kg mupilu 100 kwacha, 50 kg delele 400, 50 kg chihuahua 170, 50 kg kalembula 90 kwacha, 50 kg shaba za freshi 600, 25 kg kandolo 120. Bokosi ya tomato 280. Onyoni ya red ponchi 200. Onyoni ya white ponchi 180. Nkuku zaloni 130. Tray ya maegi.